In recent times, the Panama Canal has emerged as a topic that could potentially unify supporters of former President Donald Trump. Trump's rhetoric surrounding the Panama Canal, including threats to reclaim it, has garnered attention and analysis as a potential tool to unite his fractured political base. This article explores the implications and motivations behind Trump's stance on the Panama Canal and its impact on his supporters. Historical context. The Panama Canal holds significant historical importance, symbolizing American power and influence in global affairs. The United States constructed the canal in the early 20th century, transforming international trade and maritime routes. Control over the canal has long been a point of pride and strategic interest for the U.S. Trump's strategy. Trump's statements regarding the Panama Canal can be seen as part of a larger strategy to appeal to his political base. By invoking the Panama Canal in his rhetoric, Trump taps into nationalist sentiments and the America First ideology that resonates with his supporters. The idea of reclaiming the canal aligns with Trump's emphasis on prioritizing American interests over global commitments. Uniting conservative factions. Historically, issues related to the Panama Canal have served to unite conservative factions within the U.S. For instance, opposition to canal treaties in the past has rallied support among conservative groups. Trump's focus on reclaiming the canal may be a calculated move to rally his base around a divisive yet unifying issue. Strategic considerations. While Trump's rhetoric on the Panama Canal may seem provocative, experts suggest that it is more of a negotiating tactic than a serious military threat. The strategic implications of control over the canal, including its significance for global shipping routes and U.S. military presence, underscore the complexities of the issue. Global response. Trump's proposals regarding the Panama Canal, including suggestions of military force or reclaiming control, have met resistance from countries like Panama and Denmark regarding Greenland. These nations have asserted their sovereignty and rejected the idea of ceding control over strategic assets. Conclusion. The Panama Canal has emerged as a symbolic and strategic battleground in the realm of international relations and domestic politics. Trump's rhetoric on reclaiming the canal taps into historical narratives of American power projection while also serving as a rallying point for his political supporters. The broader implications of his stance on the canal highlight the complex interplay between nationalism, strategic interests, and global diplomacy.